Спасибо, господин председатель.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Well, I have a number of points I'd like to make with regards to such a centre. Firstly, in my view, this is a very important step forward. And the fact that this centre is being based on this institute is very good, because this is a very well-known school on which this is being based, in which this is being focused. This is a set of very expert set of people, so it's a very good set of foundations. It's not starting from scratch. Secondly, no centres of this kind appear spontaneously out of the blue in any country. They have to be based on some kind of scientific centre which already has experience when it comes to drainage and coal, methane and so on. There is a well-known institute, for instance, in China, and we are cooperating with Russia, and China has an agreement, a cooperation agreement. So there's quite a good set of foundations there. Now, what's the role of our task force or working group? Let me just check that I've got this right. My feeling is that the task force needs some kind of scientific guide or leader in such a centre, or someone on the basis of the existing institute who could play that role. And the guidelines that we produced a few years ago, and the great deal of work that is being done now and has been done by colleagues on the updating of that set of guidelines, of course that's important, but we need to make a new quantum technological leap forward. And it seems to me that what we're talking about is a serious database, technological database, and the core of this would be in the national centre. Then there would have to be a methodological program built in, which would mean that engineers or anyone involved in this who has experience of this could look at what they've got at home, and if necessary, they could actually go via some kind of link to the already existing centres, and the communication opportunities for this already exist today. It's just that we need to think about how this is going to work from the methodological and programme point of view. But I think it would be a very effective way forward when it comes to technology transfer. And perhaps the most important point is that there should be a section or a department which would deal with legal issues, which would actually tackle the legislation of each and every country, and would be able to say, here are the particular national particularities of any given country. Thank you.